Welcome to Viewpoints. Viewpoints are the opinions, thoughts, commentary, or distinct perspective of our listeners. Today, we feature Jane Ruster, an East Dallas resident.
Hello, everybody. I'm Jane Ruster, and my point of view today is Harvey Weinstein, the Hollywood sexual predator of women. Mr. Weinstein is one of the power people in Hollywood, a movie mogul producer who has sexually assaulted women of all ages for the past 40 years and has disguised this salacious behavior as acceptable. A lecherous producer, who knew? Huh, not anymore, thanks to a tenacious reporter, Ronan Farrow, who presented the Harvey Weinstein sexual harassment story to NBC News. And NBC News repressed the story for months and would not allow him to report it. Why would the liberal NBC News protect this disgraceful, sleazy man? As of October 1st, 2017, over 40 women have come forward with sexual allegations. Four of those have accused Weinstein of rape. He preyed on these women when they were the most vulnerable, auditioning for movies and an acting career. Here's the big clincher. Harvey Weinstein was one of the wealthiest money donors of Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, and the Democratic Party. When this distressing Weinstein saga became news, Hillary Clinton didn't say anything about him for 5 days, same with the Obamas. Why? Because Hillary Clinton had claimed Harvey was a dear friend and the Obamas' daughter worked for him. Hillary Clinton has told news reporters that Donald Trump was a sexual assaulter. That's another one of her lies. He never assaulted any women. Why doesn't Hillary inspect her own backyard? It is a known fact that Bill Clinton abused his power and sexually harassed and raped women. Research Juanita Broderick. This Weinstein scandal cast the spotlight on Hollywood and the Democratic Party. Most everyone in Hollywood has known about this sexual predator. Do you remember how the Hollywood elites and Democrats dictating to the American people regarding women's rights and their distaste for President Trump? Meryl Streep, her sanctimonious Golden Globe speech, Ashley Judd, and her pink-hatted pink clothing protest march, Don't Touch My Pink Vagina? Judd, Reese Witherspoon, Jennifer Lawrence, Gwyneth Paltrow, and a multitude of other women have now admitted Weinstein sexually assaulted them. And these hypocrites, who projected themselves to the American people as feminists, ignored the carnage in their own town, Hollywood. If these women, most of Hollywood and Democrats, knew about Weinstein's sexual harassment corruption, how many young, helpless women subjected to his gross assaults could have been rescued and avoided the humiliation, shame, and degradation? There's more next week. I'm Jane Ruster, and that's my point of view.
Viewpoints is the particular way our listeners see the world. If you have an opposing viewpoint, contact the Public Affairs Department at Carroll Broadcasting, WKJC at WKJC.com, announcer at WIOS.com, or 989-362-3417.